Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being reconciled and what it looks like to live as one reconciled with God through Jesus. And each morning we've talked a bit about a different aspect of being reconciled, living as reconciled, who we are reconciled with, not just God, but His desire that we're reconciled with one another, with fellow believers, with our adversaries, all through the power of God's Spirit living within us, through the work accomplished by Jesus. But as those who have been reconciled with God, we have a responsibility. So today, we're going to spend some time talking and praying about that responsibility to be an ambassador of reconciliation. In fact, God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." As an ambassador, you represent the one sending you out. You promote their agenda. You speak their words. And if, in fact, you go out as an ambassador on behalf of an individual, on behalf of a community, on behalf of a nation, and don't speak the words of those who sent you, you generally won't remain an ambassador very long. Not in this world. God had that issue with His ambassadors, the prophets, those who were sent out to proclaim His words, His truth. Many would rise up as false prophets, claiming to be sent by God, but delivering a message that was not godly at all. And their destruction was inevitable. Others would be sent out by God, but know that the message that they were to deliver wasn't pleasing to the person that needed to hear it, and they would struggle between that tension. Do I please the listener or do I please God? But in this ministry of reconciliation, we live as those who can speak the truth of God's Word. And the truth of God's Word is that His desire is that you and I and everyone that we meet today would be reconciled through Jesus. And it's a message that's not about judgment, it's not about condemnation, it's not about consequences. It's about freedom. As we prepare and in the midst of celebrating 250 years as a nation here in the United States, we talk a lot about freedom. And generally when we talk about freedom, we talk about being able to do whatever I want. God talks about freedom, and He talks about being able to serve however it's necessary. The freedom not to do what we want, but the freedom to serve anyone and everyone. And it's in this role as an ambassador that we don't make the choice of who we're sent to. We don't make the choice of what message we carry. We don't make the choice of what terms are offered to those we encounter. We're simply using our freedom in Christ to do what He says. And so we carry a message of reconciliation. We carry a message of compassion and forgiveness. Oh, sure, we have the truth of God's word that judgment and condemnation will come to those who reject Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. But our real message is you don't have to face judgment and condemnation. You can be reconciled. There is hope. Your sin is great, but so is mine. And it's forgivable. Well, there may be physical consequences here on earth. Sometimes our sin gets us into big trouble. But eternally, the death of Jesus, His blood poured out as an offering to cover and cleanse us of all sin, is enough for me. It's enough for you. It's enough for all of those that God would send you to as His ambassador. And so we love people. We share truth with people. And in that love and truth, there's words of correction, there's words of discipline, there's words of forgiveness, there's words of mercy. Because we share the Word of God. And it contains all of that. And in the middle of all that is necessary, in the middle of all that God desires for every person to hear, is that simple invitation, come home. Be reconciled. Live forever. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And in Your love, You knew that we could never become right with You because of the sin that so easily entangled us. And so You sent Jesus. And in obedience, He came and surrendered Himself to death on a cross to be the perfect sacrifice, to not just delay the consequences of sin, but to cleanse sin itself. And so, God, today, as we consider how we have been reconciled with You through Your Son, Jesus, may we live as those ambassadors of reconciliation, as Your ambassador, representing Your words, Your thoughts, Your commands and instructions. And, Father, as it's Your desire that all people would be saved, may that be the message we carry. a message that's filled with truth, because it's filled with your word. A message that's not selective in whitewashing sin and the destructiveness of it. But also a message that's not burying the hope and forgiveness that's offered. God, help us to be faithful ambassadors. Faithful to you, the one who has sent us. Faithful to those that we've been sent to. Faithful to your word. And God, today, may we not only notice the opportunities that we have to represent Jesus, may we make the most of those opportunities. Father, in so doing, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.